Sure, she's fine. And I'm Lakota. I grew up in North Dakota, and I came out to Egypt 2 years ago. I came out for Taekwondo, actually. My coach was Egyptian, and he moved back here to be with family, and I needed him. So I kept coming out, and I just kind of fell in love with the country. Ended up here. I teach primary elementary, second and third graders. I teach art and English.
Have you met other Native people in Egypt?
Yes, I met one other person, one other girl. She's Cree. She's First Nations from Canada. And she's actually heading back now. She's at home in Canada. I think she touches down today.
Can you just tell me what you're doing today in front of the Canadian Embassy?
Yeah, today I have two signs that I made. One just says, I don't know more, and another one says, Harper, you will not silence me. I mean, since there aren't any really natives in Egypt, it's hard to make a protest out of it, especially since today is kind of the protesting day now. In Egypt, anyways. So I'm just going there with a friend, and we're going to head to the embassy, and I'm planning on just walking up to the building, like the gates, and taping the sign to the gates and leaving the other one there as well.
What have your Egyptian friends said about this? Have you spoke to them about what I Don't Know More is?
Well, I've been talking about nonstop. They support it. They're really excited.
Do you see any similarities with I Don't Know More, with what's happening in Egypt? What's been your take on what's happening in Egypt, and can you connect it to any of the other movements that you're seeing?
It can definitely be connected by it. Everything kind of started off in this area anyways, as far as people saying we've had enough, at least this past 2 years. And it can definitely be connected with the I Don't Know More movement, because both parties are saying, no, we've had enough, and actually standing up for something else, something different.
Why is I Don't Know More important? What is it that people are calling for that resonates with you?
It's a complete change in the system. We've, for hundreds of years now, we've been oppressed. And I don't mean just First Nations in Canada. I mean the natives, the indigenous peoples all over North America have been oppressed for years now, hundreds of years. And we keep putting up with it. And there are little battles, but they pass over, and we keep getting beaten down almost. And still, I mean, we are supposed to have a good relationship with our governments. We have the treaties. Both Canada and America have issued apologies to the natives, to the indigenous peoples of their own country. But yet, we still continue to live in third world conditions in the first world country. And it's been going on for so long now that we've had enough. And I think it's resounding out through North America, Turtle Island, as we call it, that we have had enough, and this is not how it's going to be anymore. And we're going to try and abide by our laws and not yours, and gain back some of our land, our traditions.
Do you have hope that this is something that can grow into a bigger movement and actually change some of these conditions that you're talking about?
Yes, I do have hope. I think Chief Teresa Spence is a huge part in this movement. Because she, now suddenly, it's not just talk. It's not just, oh, hey, one day we'll rise. Now suddenly, it's someone is willing to give their lives for us. And she's on her 10th, 11th day of hunger strike now. And she holds, the weaker she gets, it's almost like the more power she gives to, the longer she goes on, it's like the more power she gives to the movement. She rallies more strength behind it. And I do think that it will continue to keep going, and I hope it does, because things need to change. It's been too long.
And how are your friends and family in the States reacting? Is there anybody organizing any protests or demos today?
Yeah, I have friends all across the States, especially North Dakota and South Dakota, some in Minnesota as well, participating in round dance flash dances. I saw the one in Edmonton Mall a couple days ago in Canada. They're kind of popping up all over the U.S. and there's been one in Minnesota. They're all over. And my friends and family, they're welcoming to it, especially, my Native friends and family love it. And then my non-Native friends support it. There's a lot of support behind it from outside the, outside Indian country, I guess. There's actually a lot of support behind it.
Thank you.
So today you went to the Canadian consulate. Can you tell me what you did there and what it was like?
Yeah, I went there with my friend, Ahmed. It's right by the Syrian embassy, and I thought there would be a large security presence due to the clashes a few weeks back, but it seemed to have cleared up completely. So it was really quiet. We just walked up there. I just took my sign. I had a sign that said, "I'll know more," and I took in place by the sign, by the Canadian embassy sign, and just walked up there. Took a few photos and stood there for a moment thinking, and
And how did people respond to you? Let's say when you were walking to the consulate with your signs, did you get any response from...
They were curious, definitely. There, a couple of people stopped and were like, they read the sign, "I don't know more." A couple of them were like, "Oh, that's good." A couple of people asked what it was about, so I got a chance to actually spread it then.
Okay, and what was their reaction when you told them what it was about?
They're really supportive, definitely a supportive feeling from them. In Egypt, it's kind of... There are instances where people don't realize that Native Americans are still, Native indigenous people actually of North America are still in existence. So when they do find out that we're actually thriving and still pushing forward, they show a lot of interest and they ask a lot of questions and the support behind it.
So I guess you must get a lot of strange reactions when people find out you're Native American in Egypt. What are people's reactions usually?
Definitely. Shock. Some people just don't believe at all. I've definitely had a couple of people come up to me and say, "No, there's no way, like, natives don't exist anymore."
Wow.
Kind of like we died out with the Wild West thing. Not true. And then a lot of questions come after. People, they're very interested to find out what we've been doing and how we've been surviving. Well, people draw a lot of, parallels with Palestine, and Egypt as a whole is very supportive of Palestine, so they kind of feel the same support for us, the movement.
You have a lot of kind of teaching moments that are available to you in that sense.
A lot. Right. I break off into lectures constantly, or my friends ask me even just random questions, or, yeah.
You right now are actually on a hunger strike in solidarity with Chief Teresa Spence. Can you tell me about that, why you're doing it, how you're feeling, how long you plan to be doing it?
Well, I fasted with her also on the first day of her hunger strike, and then I got sick. So I got quite sick, actually. I got a bad case of strep, flu, so I was out for a week. And then she shouldn't fast alone. What she's doing is so powerful for the movement as a whole, for the people, that she should not be alone in this at all. And I know people are fasting with her. There's someone at all times fasting with her. And now that I'm over being sick and I'm healthy, there's no reason why I shouldn't as well.
Right. I'm sure it'll give her a lot of inspiration to know somebody in Egypt is fasting with her.
Hope so. She's doing great things.
What are your future plans in terms of continuing to support I Don't Know More?
I'm going to see what the movements, how the movements go across the U.S. and Canada. Their solidarity marches, etc. I do intend on having, still supporting what I can in Egypt. I mean, Egypt, of course, is going through its own, I want to say, still revolutionary period, protests, etc. A lot of focus on the political system right now. So it's hard to still attract people's attention to, say, a march or a solidarity rally of sorts. But no, I still plan on doing what I can, even if it's just me downtown to see, I'll be there. And if things get going, if things keep picking up pace like they are right now in Canada and the U.S., I plan on coming back for a couple weeks and being out there with people.
A lot of the cause of the revolution have to do with freedom, bread, social justice, self-determination. So there's lots of parallels
exactly.
to be drawn.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Take care. Good night.